If you're listening to the show, that means that you have some interest in podcasts, and you might even have a show of your own. 2020 has been hard for all of us, and as we go into 2021, I want to tell you about Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasts with a flat rate so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the podcast industry. I'm your host, David. And as always, we'll be covering the top stories from around the podcasting world. Today on a very special holiday episode, we're going to be covering the top three stories. The first being ESPN reported that in 2020, they grew their podcast audience. Vox is looking to ramp up its audio and video revenue in 2021. And Netflix's audio-focused feature begins to roll out. So let's dig in and get into the stories. The sports world went from famine to feast this year, as the sports calendar was first wiped of any games to a jumble of every pro league playing simultaneously. In the end, what could have been a disastrous year for ESPN-produced podcast lineup ended up being a year that brought record-setting downloads. In its year-end review, ESPN said it had a record 50.1 million downloads in September alone, which was a 45% increase from 2019. And when ESPN's podcasts are rolled up with its corporate siblings of ABC, 538, and National Geographic, the company totaled a record of 69.5 million downloads in October. That was up 32% from 2019. It's not just podcasting where ESPN's digital growth was this year. Its streaming network ESPN Plus more than tripled its subscribers to 11.5 million, and its overall digital reach has been the biggest sports property for 32 consecutive months. That's according to Comscore. So as ESPN tries to hold onto their position as the leader in sports, podcasts is a major outlet for that. A lot of people are turning away from traditional sports broadcasting and listening to recaps on podcasts. So you can clearly see that podcasting is a pivotal point of ESPN's growth moving forward. And I expect to see in 2021, not only will they convert their classic broadcast shows into podcasts, they'll also be tapping more talent to create more unique and more specialized podcasts, because that's where you're seeing these large downloads, is not just the sports podcast, but more particularly focused on one point or one sport or one thing in regards to that silo. And it's working for them. They're breaking records. And, I listen to a few ESPN podcasts, as a big sports fan. So it's going to be interesting to see what strategy they use to continue to grow. So I look forward to listening to all the ESPN podcasts to come out in 2021. Our next story is Vox Media Studios. The podcast and video production arm of Vox Media is reportedly aiming for more than $100 million in revenue in 2021 as it ramps up the number of new series it will debut in the coming year. The production division includes the Vox Media Podcast Network, a network of owned and aligned shows. Vox Media's overall revenue is roughly $300 million, that's according to the New York Times, which means its audio and video production are responsible for roughly a third of that company's annual revenue. There's no breakout of podcast-specific revenue, but the majority of it is likely tied with Vox Studio, creating projects for Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, and HBO, among others. One challenge will be overcoming the loss of one of Vox Media Podcast Network's more popular hosts, Ezra Klein. Announced last month, and we covered it on the show, Ezra Klein is leaving Vox, a company he co-founded in 2014, to go to the New York Times, where he's going to be working on the New York Times opinion section and where he's going to be hosting his own podcast. So a lot of organizations, especially media companies, are looking to increase their revenue in 2021 and seeing podcasting as an easy outlet. I think that it's much harder than some of these media companies are, making out to be, especially on their, projections for 2021. We're hearing a lot of people say, oh, we're going to build out a podcast arm. And it's not that easy. It's not as easy as that sounds to bring in, downloads and bring in an audience episode after episode and keeping, your audience engaged. And it's not just a list where you're saying, hey, here are the top 10 things. you have to create content that people want to come back for. You know, I'm very thankful for you for listening to this. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, I hope that you will listen again. And if you're a returning listener, you know, thank you so much for being in this community. And I understand that you're taking your time to listen to this. And that's why, you know, when I read stories about Vox and other media companies, I think that they know the listeners are there. But I want to see them create the product. I want to see them create high quality podcasts that people want to listen to. And I not just, you know, bringing writers in or bringing some personalities in just to create content for creating content's sake. So I'm excited to see what Vox and all these media companies are going to do in 2021. And I think it's a great time to be a podcast listener because more and more people are jumping into this space. So you have your, you know, pick of the litter for what you want to listen to, and the content has never been higher. And our third and final story is the streaming service Netflix that has been built on video content may soon have a bigger reach with an embrace of audio. The streamer's new Android app includes an audio-only feature for users who want to listen to a show like Stranger Things or Narcos. The new app version rolling out also allows users to select whether they want audio-only mode to always be on, available with headphones or external speakers, or off. By allowing the audio-only feature to run in the background, it not only makes television shows more like podcasts, but developers say it will lower mobile data usage and improve battery life. Netflix is no stranger to the world of podcasting. Netflix currently produces 9 shows, including Because I Watched, Call Sheet, and You Can't Make This Up, which was nominated for the iHeartRadio Podcast Award. And to date, Netflix podcasts have 4.2 million downloads across the company. The Netflix website says, quote, Netflix podcasts explore the world of Netflix through audio. We go behind the scenes of series and films, dig deeper with your favorite stars, and explore the most exciting projects on the platform. The website goes on to say, quote, we also develop in-world content and other supplemental audio programs to help fans discover new favorites and learn more about the shows and films they already love. Netflix already revolutionized how we watch digital content and are now focused on building out their podcasting, which I think is interesting, especially because when you consider the introduction of services like HBO Max, NBC's Peacock, CBS All Access, you know, we all talk about the streaming wars, you know, Disney Plus, a lot of people are going into this realm and into this area. So one way that Netflix can differentiate themselves is by bringing back eyeballs, bringing back listens, and engaging their audience and their user base by, you know, expanding their reach beyond just their video content. So now, not only are you to watch Netflix when you're at home, maybe you will listen to a show or listen to one of their podcasts about your favorite show when you're walking around or away from your computer or screen. And if you think about it, so many media companies have shows, have podcasts that cover Netflix shows. So why is Netflix giving control over someone covering, you know, Stranger Things or one of their marquee shows? Why wouldn't they bring that in-house to now have the Stranger Things cast talking about production and filming, almost like a director's cut, but instead of watching the director's commentary on DVD, just listening to it on a podcast because that's more digestible. So it should be really interesting to see what Netflix does with podcasting in 2021. I'm really excited for what's going to come in 2021. Once again, I want to wish everyone listening a happy holidays. As we go into the holiday season here and as we go into the new year, I want to wish you a happy and a healthy new year. I think we'll have one more podcast before we turn over the calendar to the new year. So please be on the lookout for our next episode. If you don't already, please subscribe and rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can follow us on social media. And if you enjoyed this, I hope to see you next episode.